T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Jackie Page.
We've been following developing news out of East Lansing at this hour, where officials are investigating a reported bomb threat at Michigan State University. WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick is live and local with the latest. Tim.
Jackie, the call to the MSU Hanna building, which is the administration building on campus, came in around 10:45, just after the MSU Board of Trustees held their first meeting with the new president, who was presiding over his first meeting of the board. The building, 4 stories, evacuated. The ad building, if you're familiar with the campus, is 4 stories. There are administrative offices on all floors, including the president's office on the top floor. The campus police say, we are taking this bomb threat seriously. It is a felony. They have not found anything inside the building yet, but the building was safely evacuated, no injuries, and they have a police officer standing in front of the building to make sure nobody goes back in. So a bomb threat at MSU at the ad building. Everybody appears to be safe, but no bomb has been found, but the search continues. Kind of an auspicious beginning for the new president at MSU. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, Tim. Meantime, the MSU Board of Trustees met this morning. It was a day after the federal government levied a $4.5 million fine. MSU President Samuel Stanley said that he had set up an oversight committee to work with the Education Department to make changes at the school. Former gymnast Nicole Cassidy told Stanley that she didn't think that was enough.
As survivors, we ask that you withdraw your motion to dismiss our cases. We ask that you sit down with us and collaborate. Know that I am here to reclaim the truth, because my story matters, because I matter.
MSU is seeking to have over 100 Nassar cases thrown out, arguing that the school bears no legal responsibility. 4 automakers thought that they were avoiding controversy when they cut their own fuel economy deal with California, but it turns out they may have created a new controversy. Here's a WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The question is, did that deal worked out by Honda, Ford, Volkswagen, and BMW violate federal antitrust laws? The Justice Department appears to be ready to investigate that. That could explain why other car makers have not followed suit as they were expected to. Ford with a statement saying it will cooperate with the investigation. Car makers have been trying to avoid getting caught in the middle of a fight between the Trump administration and California over fuel economy. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
Fire this morning in an industrial building in Taylor. WWJ's Mike Campbell went to the scene.
Fire was at Ron Keyes' building, Keyes Property Holdings, on Lorne Street off Pelham and 94 in Taylor.
I just put a new addition on this less than a year ago, and I never thought this would happen.
All right, so you're probably out of business for a little while, but...
Well, I own a roofing business, and we're going to finish the job in Belleville today. So that's my foreman over there. So he just come to see what I'm going to be doing the rest of the day.
Once you clean up, you're on your way to work?
Yes, sir. That's the way we do it.
No injuries reported in this fire. In Taylor, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's green, it's 46 years old, and missing, as WWJ's Charlie Langton reports. A Rochester woman wants to pet her pet turtle, Churchy, back home.
Joanne Wismer was just taking her pet turtle, Churchy, outside to lay eggs. She's 46 years old, the turtle, and all of a sudden, Churchy is gone. A frantic search of her Rochester neighborhood near Parkdale and Miller turns up nothing. Joanne remembers buying Churchy at a pet store 46 years ago.
Oh, I'm brokenhearted. I am having trouble sleeping. And anyway, I just want her back.
Now, Joanne says that the turtle is not wild. She thinks that the turtle may have been picked up by someone in Rochester. Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
As utility companies look to reduce carbon emissions, Consumers Energy has finalized a deal to buy more solar power. We get the details on that from WWJ's Jim Matthews.
The company consumers will be buying from is River Fork Solar. That's owned by Ranger Power, a company in Calhoun County. Consumers has agreed to buy 100 megawatts of solar from the 1,800-acre facility in Sheridan Township. The deal includes more than a half million solar modules, and Consumers says they plan to buy about two-thirds of the site's power output for 25 years. Officials say the project is expected to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 244,000 tons each year. That's equal to the yearly emissions of nearly 78,000 cars. The agreement still needs approval from the Michigan Public Service Commission. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio 950.
Oakland County commuters are preparing for another major road closure this month in the name of progress. WWJ's John Hewitt has details in our latest Game of Cones report.
In 1 week, construction begins on a roundabout here at the intersection of Maple and Middle Belt Roads in West Bloomfield Township, a project that's expected to last into late November or early December. As a warm-up, work on a new culvert diverting water from the Rouge River under Maple Road has been ongoing here since June. Risa Bohr, a resident of the nearby Knollwood Heights subdivision, says they have already seen an increase in traffic, which they fear could get worse before it gets better.
What we've noticed in this neighborhood is that there's a lot of extra traffic trying to cut through, and they find themselves in an endless circle and they can't get out, and they're driving fast, and we have a lot of kids in our neighborhood, and it's been a hassle actually being in the neighborhood.
But Risa and others here are hopeful the wait will be worth it. The Oakland County Road Commission has installed a real-time camera at the intersection to document the construction work ahead. Keeping up with the Game of Cones, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, favorite WWJ on radio.com. Ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950 or tune in to AM 950 WWJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.